Hey, this is Carlos Cavallo. Welcome back to the show. This is, of course, the datingadviceguru.com podcast. And today's topic, the hot topic du jour of actually the week, the topic is how to get a guy to want you. I mean, if you've been dating at all in your 30s, your 40s, and anywhere on up from there, you probably found yourself wondering at some point if a guy really wants to be with you. You're trying to read his signals, and that means that you want to know how to get a guy to want you and how to get him interested in you. But it's just not always easy to find the committed relationship you want when you're struggling to get this guy to see that you're the right woman for him. Well, I'm going to answer some of the important questions about how to get a guy to want you right here, right now. And because you have to start any relationship with desire, if you want to be his girlfriend, or if you want him to be your husband in the future, you need to know how men think. Likes and dislikes aside, there's always a reason a man falls in love with a woman, and you'll have the advantage if you know how this happens with guys. All right, so let's just dig right in. Let's just jump into tip number one. Get him to pay attention to you. Now, it might seem like a pretty obvious thing to say, but one of the most important steps to nailing this person, this man, down as your boyfriend is knowing how to get him to give you his undivided attention. If he's not noticing you, he's not attracted to you. Now, you don't have to resort to any kind of cheap attention-getting techniques to attract him or get him interested, like showing off or being loud. Those always work against you anyways. But escaping the friend zone and creating some real sexual attraction with him is going to require you to know what makes men pay attention to one woman more than another. All right, now here's a few things that men do notice. First off, how you smell. The right perfume will work in your favor. The wrong one, or too much of any perfume, will work against you. This is a big tip, by the way, because a lot of women I know don't realize that they're putting on more perfume is actually just, it's actually totally destroying the effect they want to achieve. The less you wear, the better. He has to get close to you to figure out you're wearing it, and that's the whole point of it. Here's another thing men notice. When you check other guys out, you thought you were being clueless about this one, right? You thought you were getting away with it. Well, guys know when women do this, even if you're less obvious than men are about it. If you want him to want you, avoid the visual shopping when you're checking out other guys, okay? Don't let him see it, at least. That's what we guys try to do, even if we don't always succeed. All right, your hair. Yes, he notices your hair. You knew it was important to have luminous, flowing hair, but you might not realize how men look at your hair to decide how you must be taking care of yourself. Good hair equals good self-care, and that's why he's looking at it in a lot of cases. Your body language. Yes, he notices this too. How you move gives away your thoughts and feelings in so many different ways. Just think about what you read in a man's body language, right? The fact is that you can't trick somebody by talking to them and saying something else with your body. So learn how to present the best attitude with your body language. Look, we men notice actually just about everything about a woman. Even if we might not be able to conjure the words right after we meet you, it's only later on that we actually figure out what made us feel attracted to you. And by then, it's too late. So if you see a guy you want to pay attention to you, go ahead and intentionally run into him. Literally bump into him if necessary. Men don't care how you get into our field of awareness, only that you do. Only women seem to care that they're being obvious about something. They don't want to be too obvious. They don't want to give up the fact that they are actually the ones initiating. Okay, I get it. But you know what? Guys don't care, and most of the time, they don't even notice. Most guys are clueless about the whole bump into him trick, so don't worry. He won't care, and he won't notice. Tip number two, show him some personal power. One of the things that good men really desire is high self-esteem in a woman, but that may not mean what you think it means. Pop psychology has redefined what high self-esteem is in the last 40 years or so, and it's not exactly accurate. In fact, it's not very accurate at all. Let me start by giving you an idea of what confidence is not, or what high self-esteem is not. It's not being a bitch. It's not playing hard to get. It's not dominating men. It's not diminishing men, or by treating them like a little boy, which also seems to be a very popular fad in the media these days. It's not being loud or crude in public. It's not a mind trick of making yourself feel good even when you don't. You see, a man wants to see some indications that you're a strong person and you can stand on your own two feet. And yes, he wants to know that you won't let him walk all over you. Believe it or not, that's something he's looking for too, is how well you hold your own boundaries. In fact, he wants to respect you. It doesn't matter if you met on some dating sites or you just started talking at a party or however you met. A man wants to know that you not only respect you, but he can respect you too, right from the start. So when you show him some personal power, you should focus on telling him stories. Tell him a story that demonstrates that you've got your life together. You're a person of depth and character, that you're a good woman. Tell him about your strongest relationships and your most valued connections. Tell him about your goals and your accomplishments. Tell him about the times of your life that you would want a man to witness and know more about you, right? Because that's how he's going to learn more about you. Tell him about the fun that you like having in life. That's what will make men want you, okay? Not overly confident or being cocky or pretentious. Just be laid back and unflappable. As they say, cool as a cucumber. This kind of confidence starts with knowing how to talk to men in the right way. And I'm going to come back around to this subject in just a little bit. Tip number three, make that first time zing. It's widely accepted that first impressions are often lasting. But what you may not know is that you can easily overcome an awkward first impression if you fail to spark his interest right off the bat. If he's a genuinely nice guy, he'll give you a second chance. But at the same time, you should make it a goal to start things off with a bang. Don't risk him meeting some other woman that night who is more on than you were, okay? So here's some do's and don'ts for the first meeting. If you date a man that turns out to be a jerk or a loser, just get rid of him. If he's not 80 to 90% of what you want in a man right now, right this very second, without changing him at all, move on right now. Do not try to sculpt a man just to avoid being alone a few more weeks, okay? He's a man, not a boy, and he isn't likely to change. And here's a don't. Don't fall all over yourself apologizing if you don't make such a good first impression. Just get back to being you. Be that cool cucumber. You'll find your heart warms and your anxiety melts if you stop focusing on your mistakes. That feeling of, she's pretty cool, will say everything you need to say to him. Another do. Do, if it's a date, offer to pay your part of the bill, nicely. Most guys will insist and pay anyways, so don't worry about that, and that's fine. You just don't want to seem like you're acting entitled. You do the dance and you let him be the man. It's got to start somewhere, so you might as well start here, right? Another don't. Don't worry if you're not saying just the right thing, or fall back on regrets like, oh, I should have said this, or I should have said that. He really doesn't care. He doesn't, okay? You're the one who cares, but he doesn't. It's when you get all thinky and up in your head that you're not going to be as attractive to men because you're going to be overanalyzing, and that doesn't really put off a sexy vibe. You can't be analyzing what's happening and still be in the present moment, all right? It's a key factor in making yourself feel very alive, warm, and welcoming in the moment. Another do. Do make sure you make the man a good part of the conversation. Keep the talk going. Ask him questions about what he likes and what he doesn't like. Ask him what he wants in a woman. You'd probably be surprised that this is something that most women are far too insecure to ever ask a man. But we men want to tell you what those things are. We'll tell you exactly what you gotta be to really totally lock us in. But again, most women are too afraid that he's gonna say something she's not and then she's locked out. That's totally not what happens if you know how to handle talking to guys. Talk to him about what you liked in him that got your attention. There's a good thing to do, huh? Well, a man's feeling of love is amazingly similar to a woman's feeling of love. All he has to know is that he's being seen as a good person with the same kind of feelings you do. Tip number four, guys just wanna have fun. Look, the fact is that Cyndi Lauper, does that girl ever age? She still looks like she's 16. I swear to God, she still looks like she does back in those old MTV videos. Anyway, Cyndi Lauper, she's right. Girls just want to have fun, but you might not know that men just want to have fun too. In fact, it's one of the gut feel appraisals he's making about you the whole time, the whole date. Can this girl have fun? Because that means I will have fun. That's what he needs to know. One of the easiest ways a man can figure out how much fun you are is through your sense of humor. A guy is always looking to see how you respond to situations and people with a good sense of humor. Here's just a few of the ways. Do you think he is funny? Look, a man isn't going to reinvent his own style of humor to appeal to you. He's been working on it since he was a boy. Many years, in fact. He's just going to try out his style of humor with you and see how you respond. And if you don't respond or you don't like it, men are going to assume it's you that has the lousy sense of humor, okay? It's a raw deal, but his corny jokes aren't likely to go away. He's not going to change his entire sense of humor just for you. If you can appreciate his humor or even just accept it and just let it be what it's going to be, he'll probably think you've got a great sense of humor. He'll immediately project that back to you. He'll realize, oh, if she's into my sense of humor, she must have a good sense of humor. I'll be honest, my wife probably doesn't have the exact same sense of humor I do, but you know what? I give her total credit because she does find me funny for some strange reason. Okay, for him to get into a relationship, he has to know he's not trading his freedom for sex. This is a huge worry that men have up front. He's willing to concede some things to get his physical needs met, but he also needs to know you're not going to be nagging him for the next 30 or 40 years. Knowing that you're a good, fun person relaxes his worry about that. He'll realize, oh, yeah, I could hang around with her for a few decades. Your smile. Yeah, we can see how much a woman smiles by her everyday expression. You might have heard the term resting bitch face. You ever heard of that one? My wife educated me to that term a few years back, and let me assure you that no man wants to see a woman with an expression that says they can't smile. You're interested in trying new things. That's another way you can show a guy a sense of humor. Nothing says boring more than a woman who is set in her ways and doesn't try new things. Even if he's the kind of guy that isn't adventurous, he definitely wants a woman that seems to be open to new experience. Food, new activities, travel, whatever that new thing is, let him know when you're interested in something new. All right, tip number 5. No green-eyed monster here. Yep, men everywhere have a huge fear that their girlfriend or wife is going to turn into a jealous monster after he gets into a relationship with her. Look, he's not planning to fool around on you. Every man starts a relationship hoping, no, praying that this woman gives him what he needs this time. God, we just hope for it because so few women really understand what men need. And he also prays that this woman isn't going to basically give him what he needs so that he never has to look elsewhere. It's imperative that he knows you won't be texting him at all hours when he's out with his buddies asking, where are you? What's her name? What are you doing? Are you finding a new girlfriend? You know, all this jealousy stuff. He wants to know that if he wants to talk to a female coworker at the holiday party, you're not going to lose it on him or any of the other crazy stuff. He does want to know that you'll pay good attention to him and not leave him feeling undernourished for love and attention. He wants to know you're attracted to him too. A man knows that jealousy can often mask some deep insecurities. The feelings he wants to see are all about how you feel about him. Plain and simple. No jealousy, just show him appreciation. Show him how much you're interested. Tip number 6, give him questions with meaning. If you want him to want you, simply talk to men in ways that spark his imagination and desire. Talking to him about your life is okay, but when you talk to him about an idea you had about how to make tomorrow more fun and exciting, now that's going to excite him. That's going to get him really jazzed up, okay? Start a conversation about the things he likes in life, his hobbies, and then hit him with a deep question about it so that he knows you're getting him. And then, by all means, why don't you listen to his answer? That's another crazy thought. See, okay, so for example, let's say he's into electronic dance music. And you ask him which genre he likes most. A few minutes research on the internet would tell you that there are literally dozens of different kinds of EDM out there. It's what's called electronic dance music is EDM. Now, just knowing that alone is going to be pretty impressive for him. It doesn't matter what age you guys are. He'll be impressed with you, and he'll be impressed that you came up with such a good, insightful question about it. Guys are used to hearing women ask some pretty lame questions, telling us that you're not really interested in our experience. Let me give you an example here. He says, yeah, you know, I like to fix up old cars, rebuild the engines, and restore them. She says, huh, so you like to fix up cars? Yeah, I've got a car. What kind of car do you drive? Okay, that just totally didn't match where he was coming from. These questions feel empty and lazy to him. He just handed over the key to his heart, and she starts talking about, what kind of car do you have? Okay, you're not seeing me, but I'm going to actually facepalm here. I don't know if you could hear that, but that was my facepalm. That was the one that most guys do on dates when that happens. But when you pop a really powerful question that no other woman has asked him, you'll be amazed at how he starts to look at you differently. You're suddenly the person he wants to be with all the time. When you're talking to him with interest and intelligence, he'll sit up and pay more attention to you. He'll want to text a girl like you every minute of the day to make sure you're not thinking about some other guy. You'll see his eyes start to sparkle as he looks you up and down, excited about you and wanting you. All right, finally, tip number 7, keep him thinking about you. One of the least known tips about how to get him to want you lies in the secret of male psychology. You see, men have very good imaginations. In fact, a man often has incredibly vivid fantasies about women. The shortcut to desire is knowing how to get a man thinking about you when you're not near him. Let me say that again. The shortcut to desire, to getting him to desire you, is knowing how to get him to think about you when you're not around. If you really want a man to want you, you have to know how to insert good thoughts of you in his mind so that he obsesses about you when you're not around. Most women don't realize that men fall in love with women in the time when he's not actually in your presence. That's right. It's not when he's with you that he's always falling in love with you. It's the other time that he dwells on you. It's called the crystallization phase. And I talk about this in some of my programs. It's a very, very important concept to understand about guys, is that we have this psychological principle of crystallization where we actually start fantasizing about you, start thinking about you, and that's the process that makes you the woman that we love. Now, this is a perfect situation to have that ensures he's going to want you all the way to his taking the vows of love and marriage to you. You see, knowing this is the best way to get a man to start thinking about you and get him interested in knowing you more, knowing you right to your core. The secret is simply in how you talk to men. And most women don't really know how to make a meaningful, connecting conversation with a man. They don't. They simply do not. I can tell you from firsthand male experience, me being one of them and having dated out there for the better part of 30 years, that no, women don't really get it when it comes to talking to guys. If you want a man to commit to you, you need to show him your warm heart, but he has to ache for you when he can't have it. When he cannot have your heart is when he's going to be desiring you. The key to making a man think about you is really, it's through conversation. Certain words and phrases activate a man's romantic imagination. A man is always fantasizing about the woman who last flipped his obsession switch in his head. And the obsession switch is the part of his brain that holds all these secret desires and fantasies. It's part of that crystallization process. When a woman manages to get into this part of his head, he starts chasing her. And if you want to know how that works, go on over, watch my presentation, my free presentation on how this obsession switch really works. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/obsession. It's datingadviceguru.com/obsession. You can learn how to trigger his obsession and make almost any man willingly devoted to you. Go watch my free presentation. Again, datingadviceguru.com/obsession. Hey, this is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. As always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.